going on, everybody? This is Cameron, Camrock 34. This audio boot today is my year and half review. So, you know, everybody does their New Year's resolutions and whatnot, and usually don't hear anything about it until the next year, whether it be how they did the previous year or what they're going to do for the next year. So I just kind of wanted to do this to kind of let everybody know how I'm going, and more importantly, just to kind of hold myself accountable and remind myself of what those New Year's goals were. This is the first time I'm kind of trying to do this. I printed something out with just a bunch of different goals. They are as follows, and I'm going to try and take a picture for the art for this, but New Year's stuff is find happiness, make smarter financial choices, eliminate some debt, do what's right for me, get fit, be diligent, live a Team Jacob life, stick to your guns, make youth memorable, and don't be easily thwarted. So I think that so far for the year, I would say that I have done well in some areas and not so well in others. The only thing that I have succeeded in is getting fit. It's still a work in progress. When I started back at the gym, because I played football until my first year in college at Sac State. I played my redshirt year, but when I started working out again, I was 303 pounds in mid-January, and as of, what day is it, when did I weigh myself? This is a Thursday, the 23rd of June. I weighed myself on Wednesday evening, last night after my workout. I was 234 pounds, so I don't know. I'm losing weight steadily. I just kind of made a lifestyle change as far as eating and the way I viewed the things that I could and couldn't, should and shouldn't eat. And I'm just kind of just going with that, and I keep losing weight. So anyway, but find happiness. I don't know that I ever will. I am pleased that I have lost weight. Losing weight in and of itself hasn't made me happy. Or as a person, it gives me hope that I can, you know, put my mind to something and actually do it. But that's about it. Eliminate some debt and make smarter financial choices. For the past probably about 2, maybe 3 months, I've been working 6-day, over 40-hour weeks and trying to put money aside and not have to live paycheck to paycheck. And I've gotten better at that. You know, my registration's coming up and stuff, and I just have been sitting on that money for a long time, and I'm just happy that I'm able to do that without having to scrimp and scrounge at the last minute to come up with that. Do what's right for me. I guess that would go along with getting fit, but other areas, and I won't go into that on here because you never know who's going to listen to this, but there's certain aspects of my life that I'm just really, really not happy with, and I just really don't know what to do about or how to make those any better. Be diligent, and that's mostly for a work situation. I don't know. Be diligent and sticking to my guns, and don't be easily thwarted, all kind of go together. And I mostly thought about that for work, and I would give myself a fail right now because I still feel like I get walked over on a daily basis. They have me working in 5 different departments in 10 minutes, and I don't know. It's just, you know how it is at work. The more you know, the more they ask, the more they expect of you, and the less they give you. So that's me. I'm just like just walk over me. I'm one of the biggest people at the store still. Whether it be fatness or otherwise. Live a Team Jacob life. That's just kind of going hard all the time. Very passionate. I've been trying to do that. I wouldn't say a fail, but it still needs work. And make youth memorable. I have not done that because of just certain situations that I'm in that I won't really talk about on here. But yeah, later.